Roni's Own Radio, the award-winning view and interview show with your host, Jeff Roni. I thought it would be a little interesting to change direction just a little bit and do a show about things I've mixed for other shows. So we're going to start with a real general bit I did for any podcast. And this was about an Amish podcaster, which is kind of funny. And then there's jokes within there. And the Red Boy podcast, Matt and Amy played it. And Amy was laughing and then said, I wonder what he's doing to the cow. And I'll let you hear the joke there. But anyway, so here it is, the Amish podcaster. Enjoy.
Hello, my name is Obadiah. I'm the first Amish podcaster. We started a show last week. It's called Milking and You, and we are trying to give good tips for people when they're milking the cows, so their hands don't get too tired. I have a question about the podcast. What is an aggregator? I have no idea. We have crocodiles sometimes, but no, is it the same? Also, we have heard much of these iPhones. We do not have one, but we do have something similar. This communication device works anywhere, and we can communicate. It's called a megaphone, but we only have one here. We did not have to stand in line to get it. So anyway, if you could, answer the questions for me, the aggregator, what do they eat? And also, more information about the iPhone, that would be great. I will try and call again if I can. Anyway, this is Obadiah, the first Amish podcaster. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Okay, so if you haven't heard of The Adventures of Dr. Floyd, then I'm telling you about a podcast you've never heard before. That's really good. Good, clean comedy, very much like old-style radio shows and that kind of a thing. But what I like about it is it is very entertaining as well as instructive about history and that kind of thing. So The Adventures of Dr. Floyd, I mixed a little bit for them to play on their show, and here it is.
Hi, Dr. Floyd. My name is Jeff Roni from JRDOnline.com. I create a show called Tatooine TV.
When is it my turn?
Not yet, 3PO. Anyway, Tatooine TV is a Star Wars and more parody show.
Ready am I to speak? Yes.
Wait, Yoda.
Now I am ready.
Vader, please, can you wait just one second? Chewie, wait.
Hello, Dr. Floyd. This is Dr. Phil. And from one doctor to another.
Dr. Phil, I haven't even finished telling them what a great show Tatooine TV is. And it's JRDOnline.com.
I think you just did.
A show off, Jeff is.
Voice feedback hog.
Now, sit down here, Jeff. Let's talk about it, okay?
No, let's just tell the Dr. Floyd gang that...
Great your show is. No one forces me to listen.
Yes, we love your show, especially Chips.
Dr. Floyd, I listen to you, even if you're a goody two-shoes.
Okay. From all of us on Tatooine TV at JRDOnline.com, we want to say, may the laughs be with you.
Okay, so if you've listened to my show for any length of time, you know that I love Disneyland, one, and two. I listen to a lot of Disney podcasts, which deal with, you know, in-park video or discussing, you know, the enjoyment of Disney. So there was a show called The Mickey Room, and with Wayne and Kimberly, and it's no longer being produced, but at the time, I would send them in little bits with Tony Rigatoni, and this is my favorite. So here it is, the Tony Rigatoni for the Mickey Room podcast with Wayne and Kimberly.
Hello, Wayne and Kimberly. This is Tony Rigatoni, and I think it was at Westfest a few months back.
But anyway, I had a bad Disney experience at Walt Disney World, and I wanted to tell you about it. So anyway, I asked for a wake-up call, I was thinking it'd be nice and fun, and, well, it wasn't. One morning that I asked for the wake-up call, I was sleeping like a stone. Are ringing so loud now. Hello?
Uh-huh. Good morning, Mouseketeers. Time to wake up.
A snooze, please. Okay, back to my dream now. Hello?
Good morning, Mouseketeer. Time to wake up and face the day.
Are you deaf? Snooze, please. Wow, some mice just don't get it.
You asked for a wake-up call, so you're getting it.
I don't want a wake-up call.
Tony, this is getting boring. Pluto is so upset now, he's speechless. Why don't you wake up and eat some overpriced waffles with us?
Yeah, Mouse, I'm calling the exterminator.
Hey, Tony, I got a surprise on the line for you. Go ahead.
Hey, Tony, why you talk so rude to the moose?
No, not moose, Mom, Mouse.
You don't want me to come up there, do you? I get the cousin Louie to drive me up in his jalopy.
No, don't come up here, Mom, please. No.
You apologize to the moose.
Mickey, please, I'm sorry.
You apologize right now to the moose.
I'm so sorry.
You better kiss the moose, be nice to the moose. You don't talk rude to nobody. You don't talk rude to the moose. I'm telling you, Tony, don't do it.
Anyway, I guess it was because I stayed at a Motel 6. That is my story. And the moral of the story is, if Mickey ever calls your room, always be nice. Otherwise, my mom will call you. The end. Story by Tony Rigatoni of the Ear Giggles podcast. Thanks, Wayne and Kimberly.
Okay, so I'm going to geek out for just a little bit. Sometimes when you have a podcast, I recommend that you reach out to other podcasts in other genres. And so a friend of mine lives in Alabama, and I knew that back in the South, there are huge groups of people that love football, especially college football. So I found a Crimson Tide podcast for their football team. And so I emailed the host, and they're really nice, and I said, you know, could I do some comedy for you? And they go, sure. Man, no one's ever asked before. Go ahead. So there was a rival school, and so I created this funny bit about the rival coach stepping down, and because of situations within this bit, he can't even get that out. So anyway, it's pretty classic joke, and here it is. This was for the Roll Tide podcast for the Crimson Tide football team. Here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen here, breaking news from Tommy Tuberville, the coach of the Auburn Tigers. We go to him live right now for the news conference.
I'd like to thank you all for coming to this last-minute news conference. I really want to get straight to the reason I called y'all here today. As you know, it's been a wonderful set of seasons here. What in the world? Hello, sir? Could you? Sir?
Yes, sir. Yes. My name is Barney MacArthur. I'm from the Grit newspaper. They have bought me a phone, and that's what's actually ringing right now. So,
well, could you please turn that off?
Let me turn that off. All right, turning off. Go ahead and continue, Coach Tuberville. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Anyway, as I was saying, I have had just, sir, could you please turn that off, sir?
Oh, yes, that would be me, Barney, again. Sorry for that phone just keeps going off. I don't know. I must have bumped it or something. Let me shut it off. Oh, there it is. Okay. Go ahead.
You know, I've done a lot of soul searching. I've talked to my family. I have really done a lot of thinking. And I've come to a decision that I feel is, sir.
Oh, my gosh, sir, the phone again. Sorry. I'm very sorry, Coach. Please, just give me a moment. Oh, it fell down in between the chairs here. Let me find it. I've almost got it. Almost got it. Oh.
I need you to turn that phone off right now.
Almost got. Oh, it's your shoe behind there. Sorry, sir. I'm going to get that phone here.
Could y'all help him find his phone? Please.
Almost got it. Almost got it. Okay, I've got it.
If I hear that song anymore, I don't know what I'm going to do.
And let me... Uh-oh, I've locked the keyboard on the phone. Does anyone know how to shut off the lock of the keyboard so that I can turn off the ringer?
Somebody please help him.
Does anyone help someone? I don't know. Where is the manual? I need to find the manual for the phone to shut it off. A little help? Maybe.
Okay, so the Red Boy podcast and I really go back quite a ways, and they've been really kind enough to play a lot of my stuff. And so one day they did a show about a squirrel eating pumpkins, and they were just so upset because this squirrel would come up and eat the pumpkin and all that. And so I decided to create a bit of a squirrel that ate the pumpkins. And so that's not the bit I want to play, but that was how it got started. But this bit, I pulled in other little characters, and one was my daughter and then her boyfriend who got a tongue piercing, and they're all squirrels. And so there's a lot of jokes in there. So again, this is for the Red Boy podcast with Matt and Amy, and this is Sam the Squirrel.
This is Sam the Squirrel, and my daughter is around here somewhere.
I'm Susie Squirrel, and I'm Sam's daughter, and we're just really, you know, it's cool.
Yeah, that's Susie.
And we're just having a great time.
And she invited her boyfriend to Thanksgiving dinner. Her boyfriend is British, and his name is Winston.
This is my boyfriend, Winston.
Hello.
Now, Winston has a lot of piercings on his face. And to be honest, I can't understand a word he says. We had our squirrel family Thanksgiving. You know, everybody was there. We ate a bunch of turkey. But anyway, the weird thing about eating turkey is you start getting tired. And I just had the most trouble.
Okay, so anyway, Dad, I was wondering if I could get my tail pierced.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can. Oh, that is so cool, Dad. Thanks. I know you understand. Yeah. Okay, Dad, I was wondering if I could go to squirrel break in Cancun. I can. You are just the coolest, Dad. You are. Okay, final question, Dad. Can Winston move in with us?
Mm-hmm.
He can? That is great. And Winston also, he said that I think all your punk band friends can move in too. Oh, it's going to be just fantastic. I told you my dad is just the coolest. He really is. Even though he's balding in the front, it doesn't matter. He's still a cool dad. I mean, really. Even though he still listens to Bon Jovi, he's still a cool dad. It doesn't really matter, you know. I mean, what matters is just in the heart and everything. I mean, he got me a squirrel phone with my own number. I mean, he's just really cool. My dad is just the coolest. Really.
Okay, this was a Star Wars bit. I do not believe I released it anywhere. And so this was when I think it was Quiznos had that strange little weird creature singing in their commercials. It looked like a fur ball with a mouth. And I think it was in the Super Bowl commercial, if I remember right. But anyway, so I kind of tied it together with Star Wars. I mean, it's not the most perfect thing, but we're just trying to show you a little ideas. Some worked and some did not, and you decide whether this worked or not.
Good evening. This is Tatooine Exposed, and I am Connor Retainer, your reporter. Ewoks have always been a part of the Star Wars universe, and there have been many questions of where they went after Return of the Jedi. Did they disappear? Did they go to Canada? But no, we have found the Ewoks today. In 2004, there were commercials for a well-known sandwich chain, which included this furry creature.
We love these arms! 'Cause they are good to us! Degrees no subs! They are tasty, they are crunchy, they are warm because they toast them!
Yes, it's singing in English, but we've analyzed this audio tape and we've turned up the volume. Listen to our results.
We love these subs!
You can barely make it out, but there is an Ewok singing here. Let's turn it up more.
We love these subs!
Let's turn it up now to the maximum amount.
We love these songs! So they are good to us! Take with no songs! They are tasty, they are crunchy, they are warm because they love them!
Well, there again, another question that has been hanging above people's minds have been answered. Ewoks are with us today, and they're involved in commercials, it seems. So until the next burning question, I am Connor Retainer, and this is Tatooine Exposed.
Okay, so The Daily Breakfast is a great podcast by a Catholic priest, and he combines his faith and also video games and TV and movies, and he's a big Star Wars fan. So I started listening to his show, and then he played a practical joke right around April Fool's, and I did not pick up on it. He had me too. So the joke was that he was going to stop his podcast because I believe his bishop, he was kind of inferring that his bishop wanted him to pay more attention to his vocation instead of the podcast. And there was a lot of people that were upset. And I think to this day, he hasn't played another April Fool's joke ever again. So I decided, I said, okay, you know, first of all, obviously, I'm going to promote myself, but also hopefully kind of take a little steam off of him, because there are people that are just upset because of what he did. And what I didn't realize, but he was explaining on the show in Sweden, or I'm sorry, in the Netherlands, it is a big deal to just play big practical jokes. And so anyway, I mean, it was normal for him to just kind of do that and for people to expect it. But like in America, we're really not used to it. Per se, anyway. So here is my little bit I did for Father Roderick's The Daily Breakfast. And enjoy.
Not so long ago, in a galaxy not so far away, with a huge echo, something like this may have happened.
So, you all must have heard about Father Roderick's The Daily Breakfast podcast and the jeopardy it is in. Because of that, we are launching a huge attack tonight. The Imperial dropship will land here and here. The walkers will advance from the southeast, and the TIE bombers will advance from the northwest. We will converge here at this point, and
Lord Vader.
Can't you see I'm in the middle of an attack briefing? This is my favorite part of being a bad guy.
With all due respect, Lord Vader, we intercepted a code and found that Father Roderick played an April Fool's joke on us.
A joke? April Fool's? You know, you're right. It is April Fool's Day. Boy, that stinker got me. He really got me. April Fool's on me. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks, Darth. Father, we here at JRD Online create Tatooine TV, a podcast full of crazy Star Wars parodies. Father, congratulations on your 100th Daily Breakfast episode. And from all of us here at JRDOnline.com and Tatooine TV, we say,
We love you. Keep up the great work.
Okay, this was a bit I released with a Tatooine TV, and I just think it's funny. So here it is. Just and I mean, it's interesting because when I hear songs, I just start making up jokes. Like when I hear the White Stripes, you know, it's just, to me, it's such a silly song. And then the guy's just, I don't even know what he's saying, something. And I'm thinking, what if a guy that had lockjaw was singing that song, and that's really how it started? And so I just started picking out other funny songs that somebody with lockjaw could sing or not sing. So anyway, enjoy.
Lockjaw Larry, a new master of song and lyric, brings his musical artistry from deep space to the Naboo Pop Festival. Who is Lockjaw Larry, you may ask? He discovered his gift of song after a horrendous accident involving his foot and a nail on Ord Mandel. After contracting lockjaw, he discovered a whole new way to bring life to many of your favorite songs. Let's listen to him bring his magic to an old Bobby McFerrin classic. Don't worry, be happy. Also brings his vocal enhancement not only to favorites of yesterday, but also new classics of today. Let's hear his reimagining of the White Stripes Seven Nation Army. Releasing his new greatest hit compilation that includes Muskrat Love, Escape the Pina Colada Song, Baby Got Back, F the Police, Memories, the theme from Cats, and Achy Breaky Heart. We know you're itching to get your hands on these timeless hits, so rush out to a speed or wash establishment near you and pick up 1, 2, or 10 copies of Lockjaw Larry, the Wizard of Song.
Now again, I'm a Disney fan. I've listened to a lot of Disney podcasts, and back in the day, there was a show called Mouse Tunes with Nathan Rose and Lou Mangiello. And since that time, that show, Mouse Tunes, has ceased production, and they both started their own shows. And one basically focuses on the Walt Disney World in Florida, and the other focuses on Disneyland in California. So that's what happened. And I had created an intro that, because of the focus of the show, it wasn't played, but I did want you to hear it. And here's a little insight. Some of them were really inside jokes that were happening at that time. And at that time, Lindsay Lohan had a birthday party at Disneyland, and so I referred to that. And I also referred to Superstar Limo, which was a really bad, dumb ride at DCA, and that kind of stuff. So anyway, here again is just something that I did for the Mouse Tunes show that unfortunately was not played. We'll just leave it at that. So anyway, see ya. Bye.
Hello, everybody, and welcome aboard the world famous Jungle Cruise, or as we like to call it, it's a Swahili world after all. My name is unimportant, but if you look to the right, you're going to see the last few Superstar Limo attraction designers waiting to enter the temple of the unemployment line. Don't feel too bad, though. You'll be able to see them again at Knott's Berry Farm. Over to the left, you're going to see a large and venomous spider guarding a large, valuable ruby. There used to be two there until Lindsay Lohan's birthday party. Shh. Now, if you look to the right, you're going to be able to see two very large and dangerous creatures. One is called Nathan Imrose, and the other is called Lou Mangello. They're the hosts of the Mouse Tunes podcast. And since my jokes only get worse from here, let's listen into what they have to say.
Okay, so that brings us to the end of the show. And I think the one thing I really wanted to get across is, one, just, you know, the what you can do with a mic and some sound effects and some ideas. And also that if you have a podcast, maybe try and do some of these little funny bits and things. And I mean, there's been a bunch of stuff I've just called in and just developed a voice, and maybe I'll do another show with that. But these are more, for the most part, mixed together with sound effects and that kind of thing, and music and all that for other shows. But, you know, if you need something, and, you know, maybe you'd like something for your show, contact me. I'll, you know, do it as best I can. I do travel a little bit here and there, but I'll see what I can do. But I just wanted to give you an idea of the different ways that you can promote your podcast or your website or your blog in a fun way and in a cheap way, because I believe that podcasters or internet radio show hosts need content to play on their show. And so by doing something kind of fun and inventive and all that, you can actually help them get their show done. So anyway, that's it for now. Thanks again. See ya. Here's just a quick reminder that if you want to continue to get these Roni Zone radio shows directly sent to either your Google Reader or your iTunes or whatever you use to listen to podcasts, please visit subscribe.ronizone.com, and it's going to give you links and instructions of how to get subscribed and get connected to us so we can send you shows automatically. Thanks so much. There is no way we can do what we do on our own. So we often play promos and things like that, and we want you to check out these promos, but also take a second and check out these shows if they really seem interesting to you. We really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
This is Edward G. Talbot, author of the podcast novel New World Orders, www.edwardgtalbot.com, and I have a question for you. Do you think you know what's going on? Do you think the CIA killed Kennedy? Or that politicians in Washington, D.C. are actually in charge? And what about global warming? Is it a left-wing hallucination? A right-wing cover-up? Or maybe it's neither. Maybe the truth is far more sinister. There is a conspiracy, but it's not just one party. And it's not to protect anything as mundane as billion-dollar profits. Of course, it's just a novel, right? Go to www.edwardgtalbot.com and listen to New World Orders now, before it's too late.
Do you like crazy life stories and lessons learned from others? Like crazy news stories and hearing about all the crazy stuff that happens around the world? Do you think you know movies? And don't even think about listening to this show. Hey, join us each week on the J-Days podcast for all the crazy news from around the world. Your life stories emailed and called in. And our movie puzzler, which is sure to get you thinking about years past. You might just win something cool for listening, too. Check us out at www.jdays.com or in iTunes. J-Days podcast. J-Days podcast. You've got to hear this.
Thank you for listening to Roni Zone Radio. Please visit our website at jrdonline.com and drop us an email at jeff.roni@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and see you next time on Roni Zone Radio.